Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily. Charlie was sitting in for Andy this afternoon, and we spoke to a man that organised a do for many a Nigel.
A lot of Nigels. 400. In fact, he was counting them as he was going along.
He was getting the counting wrong, wasn't he? As you'll discover.
It was like a telethon of Nigels.
It was. We had Andy Smart, comedy store player, ball runner, cheese chaser, and very disillusioned Farnborough fan. Yeah. We're reflecting on a newspaper report from their game at the weekend, and it was savage. Also, what else did we had a chat about various things?
All,
didn't we?
All sorts of different things turned stuff. Up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Very
you come
nice.
Up, you come out of a sitcom.
Sitcom and, for you.
So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, that's right. And so you're buoyant. Your team had a fine... Well, you both should be. I mean, my team had a hard-fought 2-1 against Southampton, which I kind of enjoyed.
Is it a bogey team normally for top Southampton? You sort of normally give them
At home, we've normally beaten them, but in the circumstances of being down to 10 men and...
I think it was good, because I think Pochettino's trying to get himself sacked. That's how I feel like it's going at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, he's trying.
Right?
I think he wants out, and he's trying to get himself sacked.
He's just
to get the payoff so we can go somewhere else.
Well, that's an interesting view.
There we are. I've gone early and I've gone big.
I think you have. Yeah, but 08717. you won. Was it? You were 4-0
up at half time away at Stockport County.
Do you enjoy that? I mean, this that thing isn't it? When we were in a similar situation against Palace the other week, the second half, as I believe it's called, was a damp squid. You get a lot more of those. You get a lot more damp squids than squibs these days.
Yeah.
But do you like that kind of no jeopardy second half?
Yes.
Because when there's nothing in the game, you know you've effectively won.
It's pretty rare, Paul.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare that Torquay, we can lose it from here, is normally if we're 3-0 up. 3-0 up's a dangerous lead for Torquay United.
With 5 minutes left.
It is. We were 5-1 up at the end of last season v Dulwich Hamlet. And they came out and scored two quick goals second half. And
so
I was like,
getting a bit panicky.
But 4-0 at half time. I thought it was a hat trick for our striker, Jamie Reid. But it was two goals and an own goal, which is a bit of a shame. But he's on fire, scored 10 this season.
Yeah, I keep looking at your position in the table, Charlie, and you don't seem to be moving.
No, we don't move.
You win every week, and yet you still say about seventh. Why is this?
Well, do you know why that is, Paul? Because the season doesn't start until the clocks go back.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that? I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, that's true. All this is just pre-season warm-up. Season doesn't start properly till it's dark and cold and no one wants to go.
Delighting the Leicester and West Ham fans with that material. Talking of that, little piece, Neil Ashton's piece in the Sunday on the Leicester-Newcastle game. And Neil says the former Celtic chief, of course, Brendan Rodgers, is 5 stone lighter since he was last at Liverpool, because they go there this week.
Five
shedding
stone?
The belly.
I wouldn't have thought that. He doesn't look like a man who could shed 5 stone.
Where's he lost five stone from?
Brendan holding up his old trousers.
Is that since he's moved away from Scotland?
No, since he's moved away from... No, not that quickly. that quickly. No, since he was at Liverpool. I don't know if he just plucked that figure or he's looked into it. He saw the scales. But he shed the belly fat after he left Liverpool in October 2015. I wouldn't have thought it was that much. Well, but look, Neil's done his research on that.
Yeah.
But the thing that struck me is, I mean, if you can lose 5 stone that effectively...
Uh-huh.
He should be bringing out his own sort of Scarlett Moffat-like Christmas DVD, like the soap stars.
A workout DVD.
Like a workout,
Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah. So him in the dugout at Liverpool looking a lot fatter than I ever imagined he was.
Yeah.
And then one holding up the old trousers. Then one in a leotard with other Leicester players doing the workout. But he's quite a sort of taciturn. He's quite a quiet bloke, Brendan. He never seems to get annoyed. So it'd be go for the burn. Everything would be very low key.
Very low level.
Come on. Everything would be like Leonard Cohen's workout DVD.
Keep going until the end now.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Really push it now. Work it. 2, 3, 4.
And then you've got this kind of pumping disco music. And then Brendan, very low key.
Step it out now.
The trouble is, you'd be reaching for a pie, wouldn't you? You're thinking, Brendan, come, you've got to get me going, mate.
He was on Match of the Day too last night, because I know you didn't watch it.
I didn't know. I watched the ritual dismantling of Newcastle.
You watched it live.
I had no skin in the game, but man, they were battered. So I can't watch that again. It's cruel, and I'm not even a Newcastle fan.
But he was on with Micah Richards, Kevin Kilbane, and whoever the bloke is we present, so I can't remember.
Oh, Chappers.
Chappers, that's it. And he looked about 3 foot tall next to him. Brendan Rodgers.
Really?
He looked absolutely tiny.
What was he? He was in the studio. Oh, because
he looked absolutely tiny. I don't know if he's lost height as well.
He's lost five stone in two foot. I mean, that is a workout DVD. I can make you shorter. A Paul McKenna DVD. Does your dog surf? I know your son does, because you were telling me last time.
Yeah, I took my son to go for a surf lesson. I said, you take a bit.
And you had a go, didn't you?
I had a go.
I had some
pear cider before I went in the sea.
Don't do that if you're listening.
It turned out to be not a good thing. I don't know if you've ever seen the brown licorice all sort, but that's what it looked like inside my wetsuit. But
dear me. But
yes.
Yeah, I asked
my
the question.
My dog doesn't surf, no.
Huntington Beach, very nice part of the world, in California, they just had the surf dog contest.
Oh, right.
And it's basically, you know, as you'd imagine, it's that. It's dog surfing. And it's a staple of the Anne Finley stories, isn't it?
Yeah,
the kind
of
wipe out music bed over dog surfing.
Yeah.
But do you reckon they like it? I mean, you could argue...
Or do you think they're just clinging on for dear life?
Do you think they are?
Well, they do stick their heads out of cars, don't they?
This is different, though, isn't it? No, surfing.
Do the whole thing.
I mean...
I think they wouldn't do it. The thing is, dogs don't do anything if they don't like it, do they? So I think you can train them to do anything, really, can't you? So, you know, I worry about Boris Johnson's dog.
Do they win surf?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Stood up.
If there's other board sports they could do.
Oh, lovely. Jet ski. Dog on a jet ski. That's a Morrissey song, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah, dog on a jet ski. Changed the title, though, in the end. I think that was the working title of that song. Anyway, a couple of things.
Does your dog surf? Let us know.
How
do you start teaching them? Do you throw like a dog biscuit in the water?
The first time you get them on a board, it can't be easy. I've lost my book. I've got a book here. And it's got some absolute gold in it. I must have left it on the desk outside.
As you can imagine, Paul, I'm the king of my castle at home, you know, really fully in charge.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that. I can see you're not a man to mess with.
You can see that is really true.
You are the lord of all you survey, aren't you?
I do have a simple rule in the house.
Yeah.
The heating doesn't go on until the clocks go back. It's like the football season, you know. I think
you can't seem to live your life by the changing of the clocks.
Because some countryside, and it's just farming, isn't it?
Was you like one of those kids that around harvest time was kind of sewn into his trousers for about 2 weeks and just soiled himself until the harvest was done?
Well, I didn't do that, but
fair enough.
Anyway, woke up this morning.
Yep,
heating was on, Paul.
Oh wow,
furious!
Who's done that then?
My darling wife.
She put the heating on
this morning. Like, wow! I mean, can you imagine it? Gone against me, Lord and Master.
It's
too early, isn't it? She's gone early with the heating this year, hasn't she?
I bet you didn't bring
it's not
it up.
Even though. October, yeah.
This is the way you're airing it, though. You didn't bring it up at the time. You're too scared, weren't you?
The hangover I had yesterday, I don't think I could have brought anything up this morning and got away with it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from Talk Sport.
Now,
Now, Nigel's a trending today. He couldn't get arrested for being called Nigel. He possibly could,
but
I'm not sure that stands up in a court of law. But the name Nigel was dying out, and we're going to discover, of course, it's come very much to the fore, thanks to our guest coming up in a few moments' time. Before that, though, Big Alan and Sam Allardyce were discussing the joys of Nigel's earlier on today. This is what Sam had to say.
Not bad at all, Nigel. Yeah,
yeah.
A bit posh. Okay. Bit posh. Yeah.
Would you name your child Nigel, or have you?
No, it's difficult. When you got three daughters, it's difficult.
So you're not fans of the name Nigel, then?
No, I think I'm a fan of Nigel. I think it's all right. Yeah.
There we are. The thumbs up. Sam Allardyce seal of approval.
Why am I not amazed that Big Sam likes you? You sort of downgraded Big Sam there to just Sam because he was next to Big Alan.
Oh yeah, well they can't all be big.
Big Alan, Big Sam.
Big Sam, it's just too many big people.
They liked the name, didn't they?
Yeah, we
I don't think I know any Nigels. Do you know any Nigels?
Yeah, we know a few Nigels, yeah.
Nigel Botherway I've met, of course, Fisherman's Blues.
Nigel Pearson, Nigel Adley.
Oh yeah, they're all there.
All here at Talksport.
Oh anyway. No, I've got my godfather's called Nigel.
Well, I'm a member of your family. Well remembered.
I've got a brother called Nigel.
That'll go down well at Christmas. So, yeah, we spoke to Nigel Smith, who is a publican, and he decided he would like to get a gathering of Nigels with the name dying out. And we spoke to him about 3 weeks ago, and we wished him well. We said we'd try and put the word out there, bang the drum for Nigels. Hopefully a few TalkSport listeners turned up. He runs the Fleece Inn in Bretford in Worcestershire, and they had their Nigel X 2019 yesterday.
Oh,
and Nigel's back. Good afternoon, Nigel.
Good afternoon to you.
It's a name I'm going to be saying a lot probably in the next few minutes, along with Charlie. So, how many Nigels turned up in the end?
We had, our count was 433 Nigels.
Wow, fantastic.
I thought it was 432, but I forgot myself.
Ah.
Did you allow...
Such a Nigel thing to do.
So, so Nigel. Did you allow middle names, Nigel? It had to be first names, Nigel.
I did. I thought it was a bit cool not to do that, really.
Okay.
Some people have elected to have to use Nigel as their name, even if it's the middle name. And in fact, the youngest Nigel we had there was 7-month-old Rupert Nigel.
Oh. 7 months?
Someone's kept it going.
But you notice they've not gone Nigel Rupert.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. No,
that would have been perfect. No. What time did you open the doors to the...
An emerging number. It was 434, including.
Oh, okay, 430. That's good to hear. More Nigel's joining us all the time.
More news as we go.
Yeah, we'll bring you breaking news. Yeah. An extra Nigel. He's probably still drunk in the corner. He's in one of the cupboards.
I was going to say, Nigel does sound particularly sober for someone who's just had.
Well, he's the governor. That doesn't offer. I'll just have a half. Isn't that about 30 halves you've had tonight? The old governor's rule. Oh, just a half for me. Never without a half in his head. Not this Nigel, of course.
Not this Nigel.
When you opened the doors last night, Build It and They Will Come, it was a bit like Field of Nigels, the famous film, wasn't it?
It was the Field of Nigels.
And who was the first Nigel? Oh, Saturday. Who was the first Nigel through the door, Nigel?
Who was the first Nigel through the door? That's a good question. It was probably me.
Oh, okay. You're very much front and centre of this whole story. But did they come en masse? Did Nigels get together and get mini buses full of Nigels?
A slow trickle of Nigels.
A slow trickle of Nigels.
Followed by a torrent. Yeah. That's another collective noun for Nigel. I was thinking about a niggle of Nigel.
We thought a mansell was a mansell of Nigels was what our listeners suggested.
A havering.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Yeah.
That's nice.
Did you have name badges?
Yeah, all the obviously people came and they registered at the Nigel registration point.
Yeah.
And
the NRP.
They got given their Nigel badge. And if they were with a Nigel but weren't a Nigel, they were given a not Nigel badge.
Oh, nice.
To make it easy to recognise everyone.
Nigel's plus one.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then they got a certificate as well. And nice. They got to sign the Book of Nigels, which is now a thing.
Oh, lovely.
And that's available for any Nigels who didn't make it on the night and wish to come along to the Fleece at Brepperton. You can still sign the Book of Nigels. Yeah.
Do you want proof, or will you just take their word for it that they're a Nigel?
Well, no, they've got to prove it. They've got to have ID. There were three girls turned up, all sporting Nigel Mansell moustaches, thinking they could get through the net, but
saw that. Yeah. I mean, it looks a lovely pub, actually, Nigel. Just looking it up here.
It's an amazing place. Amazing pub.
Did you have to... It looks like you've got some kind of marquee. Did you have to have a kind of overspill?
Because the pub will only seat about 50, 60 people inside. So we've got a medieval barn that was full of people. And then we put a big marquee up where actually most of the Nigels were most of the evening. When they weren't topping up their glasses at the bar, of course.
Yeah. I mean, quite apart from this being a great, funny idea, it's been good for business. And I take it this is going to become an annual event, is it? You'll have Nigex 2020? Will you do this again?
I think so. Nigel Knight 2020. Yeah, definitely. And we were... when it sort of became evident that there was going to be quite a few Nigels coming along, and we decided to see if we could raise a bit of money and for a charity. So we chose the British Heart Foundation to do that for.
Excellent.
Because, you know, we're all of a certain age and that sort of stuff starts to get important. So,
is this something that other pubs could take on, do you think? I know, you
I
know,
think
the,
so,
the pub industry is obviously in a bit of trouble. Name,
you know, trouble is, though, if you have like
different names, though.
If you have a night at Dave's,
Alan Knight.
Alan Knight, the old Portsmouth goalkeeper.
He could
Alan Knight would turn up. You had an Alan Knight, certainly.
Well, he could be the star turn.
Yeah, he could.
We did have a Nigel Knight there.
Oh, did you? Very nice.
Yeah, he brought me a little book, which is called Nigel Knight as well.
The guy who travelled farthest was from Texas, we understand.
He was a Texan, but he was, he travelled all the way from the States.
Wow, word.
He'd seen it on the old book face, and he fancied it and was talking to his girlfriend about it, and she decided to crowdfund him. You know.
Oh, lovely.
So she got all her mates to send $20 and they all sent the money, and the pair of them flew over specially for the event. So.
Dan Holland has been on to us on @TSNJ on Twitter. Yeah. He said a group of Nigels has to be called a batch after ex-Grimsby keeper Nigel Batch.
A batch is perfect.
Nigels.
From that part of the world,
we are.
Well done, Dan.
Yeah, they are my team, actually.
A batch of Nigels. Maybe we'll get him along next year.
Yeah.
To Nigex.
Yeah. We're going to be having a chat with Nigel Winterburn later on as well. So, we felt duty bound to include a Nigel.
I think buy a new car and then it's blue, and then all you see is blue cars on the motorway.
Yeah.
It's like that with us Nigels now.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to see us all everywhere.
It's a bit common now, is it?
And you think there's friendships for life built last night? You think Nigels will keep in touch?
It was. What was really great about it was the atmosphere was just fantastic. Everybody was just chatting with each other, doing their thing, so there was a guy who was a professor at university, there was a guy who was worked on a car production line, they were talking to each other.
Yeah.
It was like...
It's a great level of being called Nigel.
British pubs used to be about and still can be, you know, where people whatever their background, wherever they're from, they kind of come together and enjoy life and enjoy a pint together. And, you know, put the troubles of the world to one side, really.
If you want some, just before you go, if you want some entertainment next year, there's a brilliant young comedian, a Malaysian comedian called Nigel Ng, Nigel Ng.
Okay.
Fantastic comedian.
Book him. You're going to book him next year. Fantastic.
Yeah. And also, he's going to be a big star pretty soon.
And one of our listeners did point out when you were last on, Nigel, that in the end, a cabbie was going to come in and say, taxi for Nigel. Yeah. Did it happen?
Okay, it was pretty full.
Good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you before Nigex next year. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me on.
There we are. There's the man himself.
Shame you're not called Nigel. You could be live from Nigel next year.
The owner of the pub. And they took middle name Nigels. I think that will swell the numbers next year.
I think it's a bit of a cop-out.
For the Nigel purists.
You know, if you were there, think, well, you're not you should have a Nigel room, like a snug.
Yeah.
Like the Nige.
Yeah.
In the snug room is for real Nigels only.
And then you have the other, you know, like, the other, just that room for sort of.
Be a good Midsommar Murders episode, wouldn't it?
What,
who killed him? Nigel.
Yeah.
Your job, find out which one.
Adrian Durham's in Midsommar Murders soon. Are you aware of this?
I'm getting the name Nigel.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's right, in the seance. Adrian's at a walk-on party. He's in the next series.
I live in Causton. That's where I live.
Really?
Where they film Midsommar Murders.
Have you not been in it yet?
Not yet. Although I was in the Pizza Express last Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And we always see the actors from Midsommar in and around the town.
Yeah.
And I recognise these people, and I nudged my wife and went...
What do they have, the cast then? Have you...
Well, I nudged my wife and said, look over there, there's some actors over there, I recognise all them. She went, that's the people from the post office.
So you couldn't have... I was hoping you'd just go, Neil Dudgeon, large Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah, you'd like to know, American hot. For
Barry Jackson, American hot, quite small American hot side salad.
The dough balls.
Laura Howard, dough balls. Yeah, just off the top of your head, no?
No, it was just the people from the post office, who I thought were famous. They're just the people I'd seen.
It's quite sad, really, that.
Very
mate.
Sad story,
quite
wasn't
sad
it?
You haven't been in it. You live in the local. Adrian had to travel. You're in the, living in the local village and you haven't got a walk on.
He's an extra, wasn't he? He said he got 88 quid.
Yeah.
I hope he's
not so bad.
Not so bad. He's done all right.
Yeah.
Someone's doing all right.
Paul's money.
So he buys those shirts.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, we turn to... I don't even know what league it is, to be honest. It's Farnborough losing 7-0 to Tiverton Town. And we keep a bit of an eye
Southern
up.
Is it the Southern Premier?
I don't... Is it even Premier, these? Have they fallen further than that?
Is it the Ithmian League?
And you're kind of lording it now, your national league.
Chris Eubank's favourite league, the Ithmian League.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. But they lost 7-0 to Farnborough to Tiverton Town. And that's notable in itself. I think it's come off a long run of poor results. But the report, Andrew McNeil in the local newspaper, there was just no pretense of journalistic distance in his report. Soon after, this is the game, having last week been a distant second best, the Borough faithful hope for a semblance of their average league form of late would return. But unfortunately, they had set the bar of hope and expectation way too high as a fired-up Tiverton roared into town and systematically dismantled their lacklustre hosts. I'll just give you a flavour of it. Soon after the restart, with Farnborough playing with the vitality of a reanimated corpse, and then it ends with... this was a day where Farnborough struggled even to get zero. A day the host would want to forget, not so much as at the races, more shot in the paddock.
Oh, gosh.
So he's gone for it, as Andrew McNeil.
They're a big Farnborough fan, isn't it, that, obviously?
So we should allow our next guest to vent within the kind of realms of legality. Andy Smart, ball runner, comedy store player, author, friend of the show, cheese chaser, Farnborough fan. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon.
7-0 at home. I mean, I've seen my lot lose 5-0 at home, and that's pretty bleak. That was to Liverpool. But 7-0, Andy. I mean, were you there? Did you witness this?
No. Luckily, I got up at 5 to watch the Australian rules final.
Right.
And it was too tired to go. So I missed it. But I got that the day before, on Friday, I got one of those Facebook messages looking back at something from your past.
Mm.
And it said, 1 year ago today, lost 6-0 to Poole Town.
Right.
So
a portent.
I thought this might be happening. And it happens every season now under our glorious leader, Spencer Day, where we lose a big game like this, and then I can guarantee now there'll be a revolving door transfer system involved until December. And then eventually we'll get a team that will take us to within about 3 points of the playoffs.
Mm.
And then we'll be back to square one next season.
Wow. What league are you in these days?
The Southern South.
Yeah, the Southern Premier South, yeah.
Okay.
Evo stick, Southern Premier.
You get the Southern Premier.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then after that, it goes regional.
A bit like you were in last year when you were like in the conference.
A bit higher up.
Conference.
No, we're only one off that. We're only one off the conference south. Yeah.
But Andy, don't you watch the Premier League? And obviously, we love the Premier League, and it's brilliant. But you watch all the fuss about VAR and all this sort of stuff, and you go, oh, I'm pleased I don't watch that. I'm pleased when you, I mean, you love Farnborough, you know I love Torquay, we've talked about it before. And when you turn up and you can have a pint on the terraces, or you can, you know, you get very...
That's the joy of it.
You can get very close to the players, you know, you can get very close to the running of the clubs, and it's a real full body experience rather than just feeling like you're watching it on telly like sometimes Premier League football does.
Yeah,
and it's a community. It's like Chris Cook, who used to drive the coach. In fact, he drove the Farnborough team to the when they played Arsenal in the third round of the FA Cup.
We used to have a manager did that. Drove the coach.
He sadly died a couple of weeks ago. I went to the funeral last Thursday, and there was three ex-owners of the club there. There was a lot of the players there, and it is a community, and it is, it's so sad.
When we
get someone who doesn't seem to understand that it's a community, and I mean, Spencer went to the funeral. I'll give him that, but it doesn't make any effort to engage the fans or to show that he's behind the club and not his own personal. Ideals.
I will say Tiverton Town are having a good season so far, aren't they?
They're only two points off the top
by the looks of things. Just one above Truro City FC was on. Salisbury, Steve Claridge's Salisbury are fifth. Why are you down there in 18th? Some big teams.
But the
Metropolitan Police, you're playing up against their Swindon Supermarine.
Oh yeah.
Can you bounce back, Andy? I mean, do you feel this? This is a blip.
Well, yeah, we will. We'll do. You know, we're constantly told we were aiming for ninth, and that's what you want to hear at the start of a season that we're aiming for ninth. And then we're told that we haven't got the budget, but I know that in the next couple of in the next 2 months we'll have about 20 players will come through and be tried out, which should be done at pre-season, not now.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a side together that will hold together, and they'll get us within 3 points of the playoffs, and then we'll start again and we'll do exactly the same next season. I guarantee you, if I ring you next time this season, we'll have just lost 7-0 to Salisbury.
7-0 Saturday.
What they've got 7-0, that's what we call it, like Super Sunday. Yeah. What you've got to do is, Henrik Larsson, I think he's playing hard to get. He's quite coquettish.
All right.
He keeps going to Roots Hall to watch Southend, won't make his mind up as to whether he wants to be the manager or not. Twice he's been to Southend over the last couple of weeks. So why don't you hijack that deal? What about that Henrik Larsson at Farnborough? Get in there and make that offer that he can't refuse. And then, what about that? If you had Henrik Larsson, you'd have all the Celtic fans coming down, or you'd swell the gate with Celtic fans. Just the thought, anyway.
Fool me once, more fool you. Go to Southend once, more fool you.
He's gone, it's twice. He's not sure what to do. Clearly, he's not willing to make that big commitment.
Maybe he likes whelks and cockles.
He does. I reckon he goes down there to see if the Kurzel's still there. He probably goes there for a night out, Henrik.
Also in the southern south is Walton Casuals. I always think Casuals. It's a terrible name for a sporting team. It's like, we're not going to take you that seriously.
It's very hard to say
from the off.
If you're called the Casuals and the managers they weren't pressing enough,
they lull you into a full sense of security with that name because they're big lads.
Really?
They gave us a good kicking when we went up there.
Really? They're kind of violently violent Casuals. Yeah. I think I saw those.
They don't even have a kit. They're just playing chinos and slippers.
So, just finally, Andrew McNeil, who talked about Farnborough as a reanimated corpse, he did the piece. Is he kind of well known for his kind of quite getting stuck in the new local newspaper?
He's very funny. And in fact, they've just offered me a job on the non-league paper.
Well, so
I'll be doing I'll be doing a fortnightly column from now on.
What about that? The doors we've opened for Andy Smart on this show. I'm pleased, but it's fantastic.
Yeah, I bet Spencer Day's very pleased.
he's certainly going to get a good press, isn't he, from you? Excellent. When's the column starting, Andy?
I'm sending the first one in on Thursday, so yeah, it should be in this weekend.
And what do you call? Is it called? Is it a play on words with the name Smart?
Smart
in it?
Talk.
We haven't got that far. They only just rang me this morning. Yeah.
Oh, they do need.
They announced it on Twitter last night, and then they phoned me this morning.
What a great negotiating position.
Yeah, it's very like Southend. Yeah. Southend.
Yeah. Brilliant, Andy. Well, good. We look forward to reading the column. We hope it's got a nice witty name based on Smart. Get Smart.
Smart.
Sure. Smart.
Get Smart. Yeah. Smart Talk.
Smart Talk. Yeah. What does Smart Talk mean?
Nothing. Yeah. It's just two words.
Okay.
Cheers. Smarty Pants.
Smart. That's no good, is it? Thank you, Andy. All the best.
Smarty Bants. Smarty Bants.
Smarty Bants is good
Smarty
before you go.
Bants.
Smarty Bants, that's good. It's a bit, yeah, okay.
Workshopped it and we got there in the end.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. Andy Smart there, ball runner, comedy store player, columnist now, author.
Lovely. Well,
cheese chaser.
Is there anything he can do?
And now, talking of that, Smarty Bants, we workshopped it and we got there. Yeah. Maybe this is something we can do with the listeners this afternoon.
Yeah, lovely.
This is a survey which has been done by the makers of Scooby-Doo. Got no idea why. Surely they should be better at making episodes of the show. The perfect family TV show, they tell us, would have 10 gags per episode.
All right.
A lovable animal. Well, they would say that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And 3 plot twists, according to a poll from the makers of Scooby-Doo. If we're going to try and make a kind of family TV show or something.
Sounds very
good. Getting away on Netflix.
10 jokes an hour.
Yes. Well, that's 10 jokes a year, I think, that is.
Same ones every year.
10 jokes per episode.
Yeah.
A dog in it or a lovable animal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Could be a kind of gibbon.
Or Every Which Way But Loose.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
And the orangutan.
You want a funny animal, 10 jokes, and 3 plot twists.
Oh, okay, lovely.
So I'll leave that with you. By 4 o'clock, I want a show. I want the title for it the show. And we'll send it to the makers of Scooby-Doo.
Is it based on anything?
And we'll be almost as busy as Andy Smart. We'll clean it up.
Exactly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
It's me, Charlie Baker, here on TalkSport. Now, we talked about Watford earlier on, and their second goal that did from the other day was an own goal by Daryl Yanmat. Now, you may not be aware of this, but I've taken against Daryl Yanmat.
You took an agin him.
Shall I tell you why? It's the only irrational taking
like
agin
him.
Of someone. No, we played Newcastle a few years back, and, you know, if you've given a player, I've talked about this once on the show a long time ago. It's only Paul Keenan, TalkSport listener, who ever remembers, because whenever Yanmat does something wrong, he sends me a DM saying,
"Yeah, man."
So he's joined in with me. But we played Newcastle, and he'd not been getting any particular clog. We hadn't turned on the Newcastle players particularly, and they beat us 1-0 in this game. And he stood right in front of the home fans, started giving it the old one and the zero, just lording it up. That's unnecessary.
Yeah,
so I thought, I'm not having him from there on. I've followed his career with great interest. Mm. So it was always, I've got nothing against Watford. It was always a joy to see him stick one in his own net. it's a vicarious pleasure, really.
Yeah,
did you ever get about?
We have a player called Ben Gehring, who used to play for us. He's from the Torquay area and is now plays for Woking, who are our sworn enemies at the moment.
Oh, right.
Ben Gehring.
It's going to be, what do you call the derby? Thought we might call Woking Torquay?
The most miserable derby you've ever been to, because it's just so stressful,
right.
And we just don't like each other for no reason. But Ben Gehring has his own song on the Torquay United, which I would get sacked if
I sang it now, Paul.
I shall not.
I'm trying
sing
to think
it.
What rhymes with any of it.
It doesn't rhyme anything to do with Gehring. There we are. Hey, sitcoms, Paul.
Oh yeah.
Tell me the rules again.
Who's come up with survey by the people who make Scooby-Doo. They said the perfect family TV show would have 10 gags per episode.
Yeah.
Which is bold. A lovable animal, I'd say that. And 3 plot twists.
Okay.
So what have you got?
It's called Jacob's Crackers.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a nice title, isn't it, for a sitcom?
Yeah.
Andy Jacobs is the lead.
Yeah.
And it's like a Miranda situation. He sort of plays a version of himself.
Right, yeah.
And he's got a parrot.
Has he?
Yeah, he's got a parrot in it called Chelsea. And it loves, the parrot loves cricket, doesn't like football.
Okay.
Doesn't like it. Give us a, here's a cracker. And that's one of his catchphrases. How's that? This is a, how's that? It's not out. That's handy. Keeps having to say not out.
It's just got catchphrases and everything.
Gentlemen's outfitters. Gentlemen's outfitters.
It does that, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
The other, that's his other thing.
Yeah.
And then the episode starts, and Andy, in his day job, he has to write 10 jokes a day for the Daily Star.
Oh, okay.
And send them in under pseudonyms. And then I haven't got the plot twist, but I think it's something to do with the parrot eats five of the jokes.
The parrot eats five of the jokes, and he can't put in his normal 10 jokes that week.
He can't put his normal 10
jokes.
And
he's bereft. Exactly. The Star barely comes out that week because without his comedy gold, it's not even worth bringing out the paper.
And the printer's not worked, so he can't get his thing off the printer, his jokes off the printer.
But does it all work out well in the end?
In the end, though.
It doesn't sound particularly lovable, this parrot. I mean,
no.
I don't like him. I don't like this parrot.
All right, okay.
I just think a parrot also that spent too much time with Andy, it just learned so much absolutely foul language.
Okay, I won't pitch it.
Honestly,
I won't pitch it.
No, it'd be good, but I mean, it'd have to be post-Watershed. It's not family because, honestly, if a parrot, the language a parrot would pick up off, if it watched a Chelsea defeat with him in his house and the parrot was what? The language.
You think the language would be,
oh, sorry?
It would be. Is it too late now to say sorry? That could have been one of his.
It would be a bit like that.
Okay. That was it.
I've got you another survey. I've got another one of these.
Oh, lovely. Go on.
10 students admit losing a shoe on a boozy night out. So apparently that means 230,000 pairs of shoes go missing every year.
Just one?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Have you, or just one shoe?
I don't know. I mean, have you ever lost a shoe on a night out?
Lost more than a shoe.
have you ever lost a shoe on a night out?
I've once got into my wife, Owen, I've lost my jacket.
the jacket is
I've
the
lost
old
me
left
glasses,
leaving the jacket.
And I've lost my wallet.
Really?
I'm freezing and I can't see.
Really?
Yeah,
but you still had your shoes on.
Still had my shoes on, so yeah, that's just how
there's
it
no
works,
male female split of
I
that. Because you often see
I think the split would be
somebody in a high heel limping.
Someone
down
in high heels
past the kebab house.
You often see it, don't you, carrying their high heels.
Yeah.
And now they can take a pair of sliders in their handbag.
Yeah, they can.
That's what happens.
Right.
You can get little roll up shoes, ballet shoe type things to get home.
We need a male equivalent for people like you that often get hammered and forget things.
I don't get hammered very often.
No,
let's not
of course
get
not.
On that
so
line.
Not, no, you
it
know.
It was a rare night out.
Yeah, of course. Of course it was. But if you're going to go big,
exactly.
Go big, I think, is the... have you ever heard of Caffeine Druids? This may be in heads gone a little bit later on. They travelled 140 miles to Cardiff at the weekend, but the match was called off because they had a red and maroon shirt clash.
Yeah.
And there was no change
they
of
they didn't bring
no
their black
and,
their black and white home kit, haven't they? Which they could have just worn that.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was. They could have just bought their...
Couldn't they turn them inside out?
Also, if they're druids, wouldn't they have like hoods and stuff on the... You'd know, would you?
Wearing predominantly white, wouldn't they really?
Maybe be carrying a flame and that sort of stuff.
I think you're taking the name of the team touch too literally.
Well, I think...
But they could have turned the shirts inside out just to put a show on, couldn't they, you think?
Put a bib
skins?
On?
Skins?
The skins.
Bibs?
Listen, I'll tell you what, if you want to ever create panic, Paul, at a over 40s dad's barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Suggest shirts v skins.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you don't. No, well, I think we'll just.
Yeah. The idea that you would have a full scale dad's game shirts v skins at a barbecue is pretty alarming to start
exactly,
with.
Exactly.
Really.
I'm thinking about
pushing
it now,
the kids out of the way.
There we are. Analog laptops, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Good band. Love them. Saw them in the John Peel tent.
A firm in Peru is making 200-pound sustainable laptops out of wood.
Wow, that's good.
You got a charger?
That's the sort of one.
Lost me charger.
That's the sort of one you buy off a bloke in a. He pulls up at the lights in a Mercedes. Hey, mate, I've got a lot of stock left. And then you open his house brick.
Does that still happen?
Oh yeah.
Speakers I used to get often. People would stock. Do you want to buy any speakers, mate?
The laptop has become easy because it's perfect for maybe to put a kind of small piece of. Concrete in there
the
to replicate the weight of it.
Wooden laptop. I think it runs on charcoal. Do you think you just put a little, put a little barbecue lighting fluid in
move
there?
All the, move all the laptops out of the way so you can have a shirts v skins dad's match. So, still to come. Why did Yeovil have all of their ball boys sent off? The chairman's going to tell us a bit more about that. It's gone viral, that story, this great weekend. But we
it's
need to hear
story.
From.
Having a good season, Yeovil, Paul.
They are. They're
very,
doing
very,
very
good
well,
season. I think they've won six of their last seven.
I was quite surprised to see Bromley are the high flyers in the National League, Charlie.
They won't be for long.
Are they? Really? Yeah, that's fighting talk.
They won't be.
They're not that good, or they've got a bit lucky.
They're all right. They're not going to win the league, though.
Really? Have they had an injection of cash from a car? They've got petrodollars. How's this happened?
It's a topsy turvy league, Paul, the National League.
Is it
honestly,
really?
Everyone can beat everyone else, but then eventually someone comes through and normally walks away with it.
Right.
And then. the rest sort of works itself out.
You think Yeovil could be that team?
Well, Yeovil, it depends if Notts County sort themselves out. Notts County sort themselves out, then they've got far too
big. I'm the Bromley manager,
far too
now,
bigger income.
I'm thinking next time we got Torquay, there's me team talk, doesn't it?
They've beaten us once already this season.
Oh, I see.
No, we beat them, do we? We beat them. There we are. We should have beaten them, I think it was, yeah.
Right, okay.
But Bromley won't win the league, no. It'll be us or Notts County or Yeovil.
You?
Yeah, Torquay, yeah.
Okay.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show.
Just add word, Jacobs Crackers has not been commissioned.
So, not even a first series.
No, not even nothing. Not even a table read, nothing. What a drag.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. I will catch up with you soon, no doubt.
Well, you will do, yes.
Yeah.
Listen to me on
the
game day warm-up on a Saturday, 9 till
with Max.
11 with Max, and then Glory Hunters, 9:30 till 11 on a Sunday morning.
Marvellous, dear. What a great advert. Great bit of plug in there. Thanks for downloading us.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.